to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 53, Paranormal Activity.
What happens when you sleep? Don't podcast it alone.
Don't podcast in your sleep?
I don't know. It is a crappy tagline. I work with what I'm given.
You know? We work with what we have. Yeah. Okay, well, welcome back, everybody, to another episode, episode 53.
Hello.
Woo! I am your host, Chaos.
Co-host, Carnage.
And with us is our very special guest, Catastrophe.
Hello! It's been a long-ass time.
Yes. When was the last movie? Was it The Shining?
We did The Shining, and then I think before that it was Cabin in the Woods.
And what Babadook.
The Babadook.
The Babadook. Yes, Babadook. I remember that
the one. It was a while ago. It was like last year, though.
Yeah, that was a good
one. It's been a long time. Yeah. Life's been crazy, y'all. I got married and shit, you know?
Tell us what's happened.
Oh, man.
Career change, marriage.
I quit my job, you know, started a new thing, so it's been a little crazy, but good, crazy, yeah. Mostly.
Good to have you mostly. Back.
Yeah, I'm glad sure. to be back. I've missed this. I didn't realize how much I missed it until I was back here.
Well,
and
cool.
watching we're, scary, we're scary, I'm doing air quotes, scary movies with you.
All right, so Well, let me do my intro first before we dive in here. If there's anybody new just joining us for the first time because you just love the Paranormal Activity movies, or you want to know more about them, maybe,
or make fun of them, suck.
Boo, or you like making fun of them. We are a horror movie review podcast where we critique and dissect horror movies, and we are two best friends who have been best friends for a really long time, and we love to bicker and banter about the movies we watch.
Mm-hmm. Because banter is a really good way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And spoilers for everything. So if you have not seen this movie and you don't want to be spoiled, it's kind of, I don't even know how you get spoiled for this movie, but like, if that's
the
concern
ending,
to you.
Well, the ending, we'll spoil the ending.
So, yeah.
But I mean, you can kind of really see it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
But still. Fair warning, but if you have Amazon Prime, it is included in your Prime membership as of December 2018.
Right. So,
go watch it.
That was good.
It was.
And we didn't even try.
I know.
Okay, so let's see. Do you have any promos this week?
Do we have a promo? I think we do. Please go check out our friends at Dead Time Stories.
Dead Time Stories.
With a Z. Go check those girls out. They're great.
Yeah. We'll let them explain to you how awesome they are, but trust us, they are awesome.
Hey guys, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we're the hosts of
Dead Time Stories.
Dead Time Stories,
with a Z,
is a weekly podcast where we tell you stories of ghosts, hauntings, mysteries, conspiracies,
the supernatural, paranormal,
the generally eerie, spooky,
and all around weird.
If you like scary stories, witty banter, and classy broads,
we're your ghouls.
Gals.
New episodes are posted Thursdays at midnight on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Listen and subscribe, rate and review today.
And we're back. So this week we watched Paranormal Activity.
Woo!
It was done in 2007. It was rated R, and I don't know why it was rated R, but it got 86 minutes. Oh, you know what? I bet it's the language.
There were at least 17,000 times where fuck was said.
So like my normal day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any episode of this podcast says fuck that much.
It was 86 minutes long, and it got a 6.3 on the IMDb scale. What about that tomato meter?
Oh my god, you guys. Okay, I've been waiting to share this. The tomato meter is somehow certified fresh at an 83%. Critic consensus, using its low-budget effects and mockumentary method to great result, Paranormal Activity turns a simple haunted house story into 90 minutes of relentless surprise.
I mean, it was quite an original idea. I know that I haven't seen any movies in that sort of setup before or since, probably for a good reason, besides the other Paranormal Activities.
That's Cat. I remember.
And our audience score is a little bit lower, 56%.
Nice. Do you want a summary?
Yeah, let's have a summary.
Douche Canoe buys a camera. I mean, you're spit it for tea. I love it. Douche Canoe buys a camera, and things go awry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you spit for tea.
Oh my god, I seriously almost spit out my tea. That was hilarious.
Yeah, real camp, real summary is that there's this couple, Mika, whatever.
I know.
And Katie, and they're being haunted, or at least she is.
She is,
yeah. By this thing, and they're it progressively gets worse. Although, Mika.
You just through 90 minutes of this, and you can't remember how to pronounce his
name. And I didn't sleep, either. That's a sad thing. I know,
you were awake the whole time.
Eventually, he makes it worse, and
it shocker, ends. The man makes it worse.
I know, right? And then, spoiler alert, in the end, it dies. It kills him. So.
It dies.
It dies. Mika dies.
The demon just dies and everything's
fine. No, Mika dies. Fine. It's fine.
Yeah, to kind of add a little bit to that, the haunting started with Katie when she was 8 years old. It followed her around as she moved from one location to another. And she's freaked the fuck out because sometimes the activity... See what I did there? Goes away and then it comes back. And Mika is definitely the one who causes the most problems and causes it to be the worst. So, story for all the young ladies out there, or men.
Dump your boyfriends.
Know, whatever. Yeah, dump your boyfriends.
Dump your boyfriends.
Before they make that because shit worse.
Because if paranormal shit goes down, they will fuck it up.
Yeah.
They will fuck everything up for you, okay?
Just dump them early while you still can.
Really, dump them before that even becomes a problem.
Before you get possessed and end up killing them.
Like, you just dump them because you might have a ghost someday.
Yeah. Just dump them now.
Fair enough. These Paranormal Activity films were not filmed in order. It actually goes 3, 2, 1, and then 4 in order.
Which I'm still wrapping my head around.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So, Paranormal Activity 3 is a true prequel. It begins when Katie and her sister Christy are young, so when Katie is 8 years old. So in the beginning of this Paranormal Activity movie, Katie mentions that everything started when she was 8, and Paranormal Activity 3, be careful, don't spill that, is showing that. It's actually probably one of the better Paranormal Activities, in my opinion, just because I like to watch little kids act. Oh. And it's got, obviously, kids. She's 8 and her sister's, I think, 5 at the time.
Yeah.
So her younger sister. And so Paranormal Activity 2 is set almost at the same time as Paranormal Activity 1, a little bit before. And Katie makes a reappearance in very end of Paranormal Activity 2. So she leaves at the end of Paranormal Activity 1. Spoiler alert. She kills Mika and then she goes wandering off. Well, she shows up at her sister Christy's house. And that's at the end of Paranormal Activity 2.
Mm.
I have a point to make there. I don't think it's so much as you like to see little kids act. You like to see little kids terrified, don't you? Just tell the truth. No, you think they have it coming, don't you?
I mean, there's some terrified parts of it, but it's really just the innocence.
Okay.
And since you haven't really seen it, I can't really say anything more than they view Toby as kind of a friend.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll leave it at Toby, that. I don't want to spoil any more because we haven't watched those yet.
All right. Well, you will. I'm sure we will.
Oh, yeah, at some point. But we got to give ourselves a break.
Cooling off period.
Just like my cereal. What?
Nope. That's become the motto of the show. There's a distinct cooling off period.
Yes.
Should we talk a little bit about cast before we get into opinions and everything?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That'll be really quick.
and easy, too.
And easy.
Go ahead.
Mika was played by Mika Sloat. Katie was Katie Featherston. The psychic / Dr. Fredericks was Mark Fredericks. And it... we have to include this. Right. It was written, produced, directed, and the director of cinematography, all the same guy.
And set design.
And location scout.
And
caster. Casting director.
Casting director. And owner of the property that they filmed on.
And the ghost.
Personal owner.
And the actual demon itself.
Was played by
Oren Peli.
Oren Peli.
Peli? I don't know how you say his last name.
P-E-L-I.
It's a stan. It's a very important stan. No.
Nobody gets that.
No one gets that.
Sadly, though. I wish somebody would be like, oh my god, I get that.
Yeah, Oren. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, if you're a Parks and Rec fan, you know what kind of a creep Oren is.
Yeah.
It's the same Oren.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Oh, yeah, and Spielberg had something to do with this movie.
Because I don't know why encouraged it.
I saw that he encouraged Oren to change the original ending to the ending that we got.
I think maybe he was mentored by Spielberg.
It's really sad if it's true.
Yeah.
Although this movie did do really well, and the critics liked it, I don't understand why. This movie is still, like, a phenomenal mystery to me. That 15,000
budget, and when I say 189 million it made in the box office.
You can't see my face right now, but I'm basically shocked and appalled.
It's a very good shocked face.
Shocked and appalled.
But I mean, again, like I said before, it's not something that had been done before and hasn't been done outside of the Paranormal Activity movies as far as I'm aware. And if it has been done outside of it, there's a good reason why I don't know about it.
Well, see, for me, it's like, yeah, it's never been done before, but that's kind of because it shouldn't be. Like, it's so dumb.
I think the idea was to make it kind of like you are, you know, it's not going to be this huge, you know, great big blockbuster movie. It's made to feel like it actually happened in someone's life. Like, they're not trying to show all these things that are happening. It's more along the lines of this happened to an actual couple.
They're totally Blair Witching it. Yeah.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say, too, is that I totally feel Blair Witched.
Yeah.
As soon as I know, like, you know, I think Blair Witch was one of the first found footage. I mean, it's kind of, it gets
it's
you.
Not,
you.
No.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. It brought a resurgence to the genre. The genre already was established.
Well, that's what it, as soon as it came on, that's what it reminded me of. I think it was something Katie said, and I was like, oh my god, it's Blair Witch all over again. I'm so scared.
Yeah, like, it felt very
Blair Witchy.
So many
times.
Yes.
It felt very Blair Witchy.
Another thing to note is that the sound effects are absolute shit. You have to watch it with the subtitles on, or you miss absolutely everything.
Yeah,
there are very few visual cues of what is going on. It's all in the audio, and you can't hear it without going deaf.
Yeah,
when it gets loud.
Like, maybe maybe in a silent, dark theater,
theater
you would pick it up better.
Maybe.
But, like,
know.
For
I
the home video market, I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear anything. If we didn't have the subtitles on, I wouldn't have known what the hell happened.
Low humming.
I had watched this before. It was at my recommendation because I thought it'd be funny to make you guys sit through and watch it.
Thank
so
you.
So you're welcome. And it was, you know, watching it a second time, I was finally able to hear the difference between the low humming sound and the low humming sound stops.
Yeah.
Like, I was finally able to hear that distinction because I kind of had an idea of what to listen for. And it does get progressively louder throughout the film because it is a sign that some shit's going down and it's getting stronger and stronger.
I will say on the flip side, it's like, I know this is kind of headed towards opinions a little bit, but I will say this, brief. It'd be kind of cool to see it in the theater where you have the sound all around you.
To see how the sound travels.
I think it'd be creepier in the theater.
That's true.
At home, you're like, but at the theater, you're like, it's really dark in the theater.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere.
I wonder if that had something to do with its success. I mean,
possibly.
In 2007, I was in eighth grade. I wasn't going to go watch this film.
We're not going to say how old we were.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
So old. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry.
Cry. I was nearing 30 then.
Yeah.
Old.
I'll just say I was already done with high school and leave it at that.
They know you're a year younger than me. They know you were nearing 32. Get over it.
Okay, I graduated high school in 1999, all right? I'm going to say it.
One thing, though, that is interesting to me is that this movie was released in 2007. The next one wasn't released until 2011. The one after that, 2012, I think. Or no, 2010, my apologies. So it was 2007, 2010, 2011, 2012.
Well, they said it was released at Screamfest in 2007, but the worldwide U.S. release was 2009, actually. So that could be why.
Good to know.
Yeah, because I saw that too.
Year after year after year after year.
I mean, with such a low-budget film, I mean, in the quality, you can't imagine that it's going to take too long to film, especially if the script's already done.
Well, this one took 10 days, yeah.
Yeah, and especially because if you look at the story as a whole, it is pretty well put together. If you watch, I would suggest still watching them in the order that they were produced, because otherwise some things are going to be given away that cause a little bit of mystery, not that, you know, it's a big deal either way, but with that said, It's still a very... It seemed to me, when I watched it in college for the first time, like a complete story.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, this makes sense, though. I mean, it makes sense that it was, like, a little indie flick that gained traction at the little festivals, mm-hmm. and then it picked up a distribution, and was then worldwide broadcast, and then once it picked up...
I don't know if I'd say it makes sense.
Well, no, I mean, the
but, yeah, that
the
works
chronological,
as a way
that 2007, it, yeah. and it was worldwide released, in 2 years later, gaining traction at different festivals.
Yeah, this scared, I get what you're saying.
Spielberg, okay? Come on. It should have scared us. No, I'm just kidding.
If it was Spielberg, it would just be close-ups of people's faces, and we'd all somehow be scared.
Okay, let's not offend Steven Spielberg.
Hey, I love Steven Spielberg. Okay, I said we'd all somehow be scared.
Oh, we would. Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, we would all somehow be scared.
I was only scared. Well, I wasn't scared. I was nervous because I do not do well with jump scares. Jump scares always get me to literally jump. And I was anticipating that in the entire time because some of the other movies down the road have more of the jump scare sort of thing, whereas in this one, it was really just at the end.
I love jump scares.
So I was, like, tense the entire time, but it wasn't anything, like, I'm not going to go home tonight and be like, oh my God, something's going to calm down, you know, and come under my covers. No, it's just going to be my dog, Teddy. Like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Every time I leave here, no matter how stupid the movie is, I'm still kind of like, ooh, it's dark out. And I'm going to get in my car and lock that door as quickly as possible. You know, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things, but...
I immediately, like, as soon as we're done for the evening, it's immediately out of my brain.
I turn on the music and I'm fine.
Nothing scares me. I don't know.
No, I love jump scares. I don't know. You get that adrenaline rush and it's like...
I like jump scares, like... during haunted houses around Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great.
That's fun.
I freak out, and then I laugh my butt off. It's a grand old time.
Now that I'm getting older, my bladder control's not so great. So.
Whoa.
TMI.
Grandma Moses, hold on there.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I like jump scares, but I think they have to be used correctly.
Yes.
That's a very good always, point. I always have to add that, well, yes, but they must be used correctly.
Over! No, didn't work.
Sorry.
God damn it.
My ear perked up a little bit because it was loud, but I'm at that point where, like, watching this movie did not wake me up. If anything, it made me more tired, so I'm just kind of like, huh?
Maverick's the only one who can do Hooper and make me go, oh.
Yeah. Hooper. Should we get into opinions, you think?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
I
think you're our guest, so let's give it
no,
up.
No, I want to hear what you think first, because I watched this movie before the both of you. I watched this movie years ago when I was in college, and it was at my suggestion, because neither of you had seen this.
No.
So I want to hear your opinions first, because my opinion, having seen this multiple times, is pretty solid.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
Okay, well, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. Wasn't the most average movie I've ever seen either. Try to be polite. Mika annoyed me. He literally was a douche canoe, and I was glad he died at the end. Mm-hmm. I was hoping it'd be earlier that he died, but, you know, gifts.
So we can already guarantee who your favorite death was.
Yes, that was my favorite death. Wait, it's the only death. Damn it. Again, another movie with one death. What is up with this shit? Not enough blood, not enough gore, not enough jump scares. No,
Wait.
Huh?
Wait.
You know me. I'm not a slow burn kind of person, although I was kind of following along with the story. I didn't fall asleep, so that's positive, but it just got annoying after a while. Like, there's this old comic. I'm trying to think of what the fuck it's from. White people, they stay in the house, you know? What is that from? Is that from Saturday Night Live? They just keep staying in the house, and they stay in the house, and they let it get worse.
Oh, I have totally...
Get out. No, we the fuck out of there. What is that? Is that
Chris Rock? A black comedian. Yeah. I can't think of who it is, but I've totally heard that routine. Yeah.
They're like, we hear, oh, this is a beautiful house, nice floor. Get out. Sorry we have to leave, you know? It's just true, though. They stay and stay and stay. And yeah, I get that it could follow her, but...
And there's even commercials and stuff that have a similar concept. It's like, well, why can't we get in the running car? Yeah. No, let's go to the shed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what the commercial is for. But yeah, it's a very common idea that white people just stay and die.
Yeah, they stay and die. We're known for one thing, and that's it. Yeah. Stay and die.
That happens in the real world with real life cases, real life, quote unquote, cases of hauntings. You know, people who believe that something like this is happening to them, they can't just pick up and leave. They have mortgages, they have lease agreements, they have... There's a reason they're stuck in their house. They
go. I get it, but there's more than one demonologist out there. In the real world.
Oh, I know. Well, it's like...
I'll be back in a few days. You're fine. I gotta get the fuck out of here. But you're fine. You know, that was a problem for me.
I hope that many of these families who are going through that would have some other family members or friends
to
stay
with. Yeah, just for a week.
Well, that's the thing.
If this is happening, if those people are actually getting away and this many people don't have that many friends, I'm a little concerned for the well-being of society in the future.
That's the thing, though, is that she keeps going, oh, it doesn't matter if we leave, it'll just follow me. But then there's one part where they're like, let's get out of here, let's get the fuck out of here, let's go, let's go, let's go. And it's like, well, you just said earlier that it doesn't matter. Like, your friend offered to have you come stay with her, and you said, no, it doesn't matter, it follows me. Like, what is that going to do?
And I think we can all agree that Mika definitely made it worse, so she should definitely have kicked his ass out, even if she didn't leave.
Yeah.
Kicked his ass out. I mean,
plus, the possessions didn't really help.
No. Not at all.
So...
No. But that's my opinion. I was
really glad that it didn't go into possession territory, though, and, like, exorcism territory, because, like, if it's one thing that I'm tired of seeing is, like, the whole possession exorcism, we gotta have the priest come in, and it's gotta be a big struggle for her soul, and it's gonna be a big struggle, and all terrible things are gonna happen during it, and blah, 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 who the fuck cares? Like, I'm so glad they didn't go that way.
No.
I just thought that he thought he could fix it. Dude, you're human. It's supernatural. You're not going to be able to fix it.
He's like, no, I'm going to fix the demon. Oh, okay, handyman. How are you going to do that?
Baby powder on the floor? Great plan. A plus.
A velociraptor is haunting them. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I wish a velociraptor would haunt me. That'd be awesome.
The three-toed and apparently lived in
their
attic.
Velociraptors are not as big as Hollywood makes them. They're about a foot and a half tall.
I know, but they're so cute, though.
Until they rip out your eyeballs.
You get the downside of everything.
You can't see how cute they are anymore.
You can touch them, though.
You know what's funny, though? Is that the Deinonychus that the velociraptors were based on were actually, like, even bigger than the velociraptors in the movies. So that's a scary thing to think about.
Yeah, there's lots of big-ass dinosaurs.
No, I know, but I mean, like, they're so deadly and lethal with that big hook claw, and they're so, like, the Jurassic Park movies have you so terrified of velociraptors, it's like, they were actually bigger
and
than that.
And they're teeny tiny little, like, puppy-sized things.
Yeah, but I mean, the actual dinosaur that they're based on was actually bigger than that. Like, it's like, oh, fuck, that's scary.
Anyway, back from dinosaurs.
Back from dinosaurs, which are infinitely more interesting than this movie.
I give it my opinion, you give yours.
Oh my fucking god. This was so boring. I was so bored. I mean, like, I was engaged because of the podcast and everything, but, like...
Without the podcast, you would have done something
without
else.
Without the podcast, I would have turned this movie off after about 5 minutes. You know, I actually turned the Texas Chainsaw Massacre off because I found that boring.
Oh, that's on the
list.
This
movie has no chance with me, okay?
You didn't want to buy it?
No.
I bought it for you. Sorry.
I'm laughing because you're that evil, because you would do that.
No, what I would do is chain you to a chair and put it on repeated loop. That's how evil I am.
I would kill you first. But anyway.
I'll turn around.
Oh my god. Okay, Mika was such a douche canoe, like you said. That was such an apt description. Like, at first I liked him because he saved the spider.
Oh my god.
He did! He saved the spider, and that made me like him, because I love spiders, so anybody who's nice to spiders gets a little notch up in my
book. Hitler likes spiders, too. You like Hitler? He was a known spider lover.
Maybe I don't hate him as much as I did 5 seconds ago. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god!
Aw. Kidding.
No, she's not.
Anyway.
She's shaking her head as she says, kidding.
Hey, stop that.
She loves Hitler.
Stop it.
You're here first.
And then, like, honestly, to be fair, if, like, I was hearing, like, little bumps in the night, and my girlfriend was freaked out, and it was, like, not a big... I probably wouldn't take it seriously at first either. I'd honestly probably be, like, the obnoxious fuck, like... just, antagonizing
in the attic.
The shit out of it because I don't believe it's real, you know? Right. Like, I love paranormal stories, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that ghosts are what everybody thinks they are. And, like, so, yeah, I would be that douche at first, too. But then once my girlfriend, once I could see that she was genuinely afraid, I would cut that crap out. I would stop. And he just kept going. Like, he did not care. He was such an asshole.
Can I point out one thing?
Yeah.
When there's one point where he's leaving, he's going down the hall. She's the one that didn't want the whole video camera in the first place, but yet she remembers to pick it up as he's going down the hall.
Oh, I know. Hmm. She acts so mad about that video camera, and yet it's always in her hands if it's not in his. Like,
sorry, just had to bring that up.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. The only thing that actually kind of got me a little tiny creeped out was, like, the attic photo. When they found the attic photo, I was like, okay, if that happened to me, that would be creepy.
Right, and that photo does come back.
Does it?
In the third one.
That would be creepy enough, like a house fire that they couldn't find the cause of. Like, that's scary. Like,
yeah.
I've had a house fire. They found the cause of it, but it was kind of... That's scary to think about. It doesn't have to be a supernatural reason. Like, my dad's mower's batteries or engine spontaneously caught on fire and burned our house down. Like, that's scary.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be paranormal to have to be scary about a house burning down, but...
Right, and how good are these investigators to actually be able to find the cause of a fire that burned down every single thing with nothing left? Like, at that point, you can what would be the chances of even finding an orange in, like, a room, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. But that was a little creepy to me, but that's just a creepy situation no matter what. Doesn't have to be paranormal.
Right.
But yeah, I would never watch this movie again.
You will. Good thing there's only three more.
Well, and then all those other ones you were talking about, too, so we should really watch those as well, just to get the full experience.
Oh, my God, you guys. You're hurting me so bad.
Well, see, this is the thing.
Now I'm scared. Now I'm scared.
That you're going to die of boredom.
Because you're going to make me watch all the movies in this series.
I think it's important to mention that, yeah, this movie is very boring. I mean, I kept waiting for something to happen and waiting for something to happen. I personally liked the idea of that perspective where it wasn't shot, you know, by this professional camera crew. I thought that was an interesting concept, and they do expand on that, and that is a theme that continues throughout the series. But what is lacking in this first film is any sort of really interesting plot. Like, it just takes forever. I feel like you could have cut out at least 45 minutes of this film and still had the same general concept and not missed anything.
Oh, yeah.
As it goes through with the others, it does get more complex.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I do enjoy the other ones more. This one's, I think, the worst. I have not seen the fifth or the sixth Paranormal Activities. Honestly, I didn't even know that they existed. There's, like, the marked ones and, like, the ghost dimension or some shit.
I've heard of them.
So, I haven't.
Did they go straight to video, maybe, a lot of them? I'm wondering.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like with the success of the first one, they wouldn't not put it in theaters.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I mean,
the first couple, yeah, sure, definitely go to theaters. But after you get, like six or seven, mm-hmm. it's kind of like the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Right.
You know, well, yeah, eventually they all go to video.
Think about other horror movie franchises. Think about how bad the sequels are, and yet they still go to theaters.
Do they all go to theaters?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the ones we've talked about have. Like, every single one, all the Halloween ones went to theaters.
I remember H2O being in theaters. I don't remember the other ones.
They all went to theaters.
There are very few movies where the sequel is really good. I'd say that Shrek 2 is pretty damn good. But
yeah.
Shrek 3 was just, like, overkill. Anyway. So, I think a part of my problem was that I've also never seen just the first Paranormal Activity. When I first watched it in college, we watched the first and the second back-to-back.
Mm.
We had this whole, we built a fort in the dorms using the bed, the bunk beds and everything. And it was a grand old time. We had popcorn and shit. And I just remember laughing. And be like, oh, did you see that mirror move? No, what the fuck? Like, everyone else is freaking out. I'm just like, that's so bad. It hurts. So, I remember watching them back to back. I just laughed. So, I mean, I think that kind of tells, my overall opinion. But in watching the first one by itself, like, I didn't realize how terrible it is by itself. The second one, I think, brings it up a bit just because the plot gets more interesting. That's literally its only saving grace, is that the plot's a little more interesting.
Probably had a bigger budget then, too, for the second one.
Oh, I'm sure that it did.
I'm sure. Yeah. I just, that's what amazes me, that it became such a phenomenon when the first movie was, like, the worst one, like you said.
I really feel like it has to do with the way that it was filmed. Yeah. I know that you don't like that and totally respect that. But I think for a lot of people that was like, oh my god, that's so new. Like, that's really cool.
Well, I'm going to bring it a little bit closer to home, too. We saw The Purge. Remember that, how bad the first Purge was? But it was a different idea, too, like you were saying before.
Yeah, it hadn't
And
been
the second
done
and
before.
Third were got the bigger budget, and it was better movies.
Yeah. So, although I think it has been done before. It just people just
has
don't
been
know.
Done for a while.
People just don't know their classic horror, and so they're like me. Oh my god.
Well, you gotta think about it, it's new generations though. We talked about this before.
Well,
Scream,
yeah, but look
like,
about okay, like look at it this way though, okay? I was a new generation coming up. I learned about classic horror. I delved into horror. I got to know it really well. I know a lot about classic horror. I didn't grow up with those movies. They were something that I had to learn. It's not like you can't learn it. It's not like
Everybody
coming up can never know about anything that happened before their generation.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes something new might trigger you to look into something old. Like,
well, that's good.
Yeah, like Scream triggered me to look in all those old ones. You know, I mean, it's
and
something
that's
different.
The best thing that came out of that movie, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel like for younger generations, kind of being a younger generation than you myself. Sorry for saying
no.
A lot of it. Like one thing that I notice is that, like, you know, what's her face? Fuck, Emma Watson. So many kids, so many young girls are going to know her as Belle and not as Hermione first.
Right.
Whereas I knew her as her...
Belle, she did Beauty and the
Beast. Oh, shit, Belle. I forgot about that. Okay, wow. Sorry.
So I feel like there's kind of that aspect of it, and I know a lot of, like, the older movies are more of, like, the classics. So, for example, like, White Christmas, that's an older movie, but it's considered, like, a classic Christmas movie. And there's, It's a Wonderful Life is another one. So, like, those
Which
ones
sucks.
I've been able to see, but I'm not truly interested in really looking into other ones that are made around the same time. I don't even know really how to get a hold of many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm not really that interested anyway. I'd rather watch Parks and Rec for the fifth time.
I'm with you.
So...
I mean, I get it. Like, sorry to talk over you. I get it, that, you know, some people don't care about the movies that have come before, but I think if you really care about the horror genre and cinema, you should.
Well, and I think some classics stand the test of time more than others, and I think we're very fortunate in the horror genre that a lot of horror films have stood the test of time more than maybe Christmas movies have. I get what you're saying. Like, what's the one with Judy Garland? I can't remember. I mean, there's some that have stood the test of time, and you watch.
You mean The Wizard of Oz?
No.
It's a Christmas movie.
Oh. This is a Christmas movie.
I don't know my Christmas
I don't know what it's
all.
Called, but I just know,
you know
that
I'm talking
she
about,
sings
though.
That one song.
Yeah.
That I don't remember how it goes.
I can't remember. I'm having a real bad brain fart right
sad
now.
Which is sad, because it's in my Christmas playlist that I was listening to on my way over.
Yeah, it's,
I didn't hear it. It's.
It'll come to me.
Have
like
yourself
3 a.m.
a Merry Little Christmas.
Yes.
Isn't that it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Whatever. Totally didn't know she sang that song.
I can't remember what the movie is, but yeah, I mean, I'll look it up and I'll know it, but just like some of that has stood the test of time, but yeah, a lot of those other ones have it, but I think, and maybe I'm a little bit biased considering horror isn't my favorite genre. I will admit it. It's one of my favorite, but it's not my absolute favorite, but I just think it has stood the test of time better than other movies, like comedies. I will not watch. I love comedies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge
comedy
fan.
Well, the thing
with
comedy is that humor has trends that come in and out. You take a look at memes now, and then there's dank memes, and I don't even know what the hell
that's
that
a dank
means.
Meme.
I don't know. My students used to say dank memes.
That means it's a really good meme. Dank is actually a drug term. That's how.
Wow.
I did not know that, and my ninth graders were saying, that's a dank meme. I
oh my
had no
god.
Idea.
They probably don't
so
know
humor,
it's a drug term.
So yeah. I think trends in humor go in and out, and less so for horror. There's going to be some horror trends, but I don't think they're going to be as extreme as a sense of humor.
Right.
Over a generation.
Yeah, I mean, you watch horror trends. If you look at the genre over the years, which I've done, because I actually make it a point to go out and watch horror movies from every decade, from every subgenre. Mm-hmm. I do that. I do it for fun. I like
Weirdo.
It. Yeah. I know. I know.
Yes.
I know. but I think you get the same thing. You get trends going in and out, and it's like, everybody who goes, oh my God, this new thing, it's never been done before. And you're like, yes, it has, but you just haven't, you just don't know, you know, like you just haven't seen it before. Like, because,
or you don't remember.
Because you yourself weren't around for it the first time it came through. So you don't know, but it's almost all been done before. But the only thing that drives me crazy is when you remake the movies that were the original things, but that has nothing to do
with this. We'll talk about that in the next one. We're waiting on that.
I'm cutting that out because no, that'll come into that, another episode, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It has nothing to do with this movie.
What other opinions do you have about this movie?
Besides that it pretty much could be cut in half and still contain the same amount...
Okay.
Same lack of quality, my apologies. Same lack of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's really barely any plot. And Mika was literally the worst boyfriend ever.
I would have broken up with him, like, day three.
I feel like in that one little bit where they were getting freaky, like, he must be really good at sex for her to keep him around. Something. Better than money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's supposed to be the starter home and they got a pool in the backyard. I'm like, fuck
in
that
ground
shit.
Pool. Not even above ground, bitches. In ground
in
pool.
Ground
like, we had
pool.
To get rid of our hot tub because it was costing too much in electricity every month. Like,
we need to get a pool
tub.
Now.
Yikes.
What were you going to say? You were...
Oh, I
you
was
had the
gonna
finger
say,
up.
I think you could have turned this movie into a short.
Oh, yeah, it would be great.
It could have been a 15-minute short still conveyed the
easy.
Same amount of information.
Absolutely.
And be less annoying.
Yeah, that too. For sure.
Yeah, because there's so many of it was just drawn out. You just do short little snippets to get the point across, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
50-minute, yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's
I'm so glad though that I tortured you. And made you
I am too.
It was definitely you know.
Hey,
what?
Whatever it took to bring you back. I'll tell you what.
I was gonna say I don't regret watching it because you came back for it.
I know it's been too long. I need to do more, and I need to do ones that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But I thought this was really interesting because I've seen it and you two have not.
Yeah, that was cool.
So like that's a good like. There's only a few like the Paranormal Activities. I think are the only horror films. Horror. Air quotes, that I've seen that you haven't.
Good, then we have a lot for you to show you then, probably.
Perfect.
Wait until you see the one for the Marigold Awards.
Nice.
None of us have seen it.
Yeah.
Or we're really excited about that.
We're really looking forward to the one that we picked, too.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Have you announced which one it is yet?
We
or
have
are you keeping
not.
A secret?
We're keeping, okay. keeping a secret? Yeah.
Do we want to?
It's your call.
I think we should advertise it, though. Get people pumped and, like, people interested.
All right, go ahead.
Especially
tell
if
it
it's one that's going to be easily accessible. Like, there are some horror, like, Netflix original horror films.
Too. I don't know. We should find out if it's streaming somewhere first, and then...
I don't know if it is, but I'll tell you right now, we can tell you the name of the movie.
Go ahead.
Drum roll!
It's Happy Death Day.
Woo-hoo. That sounds really upbeat. I'm so excited.
We're excited. No, we are excited about this, though.
Yeah.
So don't go home and watch it. We're going to watch it all together as a group first time. So
yeah.
We're really excited
what
about
What kind
it.
Of life do you think I have where I can just sit and watch horror films?
The kind of life we have where we just sit
and
watch horror movies?
No, I have the kind of life where I just watch a whole season of Parks and Rec.
Oh my God, it sounds like that's what I'm doing tonight.
I have the kind of life where I just watch horror movies. I put on The Fog the other day, didn't even realize it wasn't the original John Carpenter's The Fog, watched it anyway. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll just keep watching this.
I watched a movie that had fog in it, and it was really stupid.
It wasn't The Mist, was it?
Oh, it was The Mist!
Okay, that's the Stephen King one.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That one,
I think so. It's. I don't want to spoil it.
That's one.
We'll talk about it later and make sure that it's it's the same one that I'm thinking of.
I have a real complicated relationship with that movie, I'll just say.
We'll get to it when we get to that movie.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Our favorite death
there
is
only
Micah.
One, but obviously was well-deserved.
Yeah.
And then, do we have a Marigold? The camera?
How can you give a...
The camera?
Toby?
Toby.
I don't think there
the
is
the Velociraptor visit. I think that gets it. I totally think that.
The psychic,
the swinging
maybe?
Chandelier.
Dr. Frederick's kind
he
of.
He was
I mean,
kind of a Marigold.
He didn't
was.
Really. He didn't help them. He didn't advance the plot in any way, but he did provide some exposition about like hauntings and ghosts and shit.
Yeah, he literally came and said, "Okay,
better than the coloring book that Mika
oh,
was."
Yeah,
like,
I love
at.
That coloring book.
I want that coloring book. It's not a coloring book. It's actually a book about like.
Demons.
And a witch.
But it looked like a coloring book, though. And it was bound like a coloring book.
It had totally taken into a coloring book.
That was like demons and witchcraft for babies. It was like every single page was a picture.
Well, I think that's really representative of Mika's mental state. With how mature he is.
Yeah.
He's childlike.
Yeah, he's very immature.
So I don't want him to be my day trader.
Reading level, you know, I used to be a teacher. It's so important that children are reading at the appropriate reading level, so where it's slightly challenging, but to the point where they can understand.
But it had pictures and words, so that's why it was challenging.
Yeah.
That was obviously demons and witchcraft. That was obviously demons and witchcraft for dummies, let's be clear.
Oh, but it wasn't in yellow, though.
I thought it did have a yellow cover, didn't it?
No, it was white.
Oh, one of the books had a yellow cover.
I thought that about hers. It was her Scholastic book. I'm like, what the fuck book is this? It's something for idiots because it's this bright yellow cover.
The Idiot's Guide to Chemistry. I don't think that's a good book to get into, really.
Oh, geez.
Especially not at the college level.
All right, anyone have any trivia? And then what we've already
especially
given?
Especially because she's trying to be a teacher. Like, well, granted, an elementary school teacher, but you don't need like anything really complex to be an elementary school teacher. Like, obviously learning about how to deal with the kids is going to be challenging, but the content itself is not.
Yeah, so I remember when I had a friend, well, kind of, he's not my friend anymore, but he used to be my friend, who went to school to be an elementary school teacher, and I remember all the crazy projects he would have to do for school.
Oh, yeah.
You're a project.
And I am a project.
That was in honor of him.
That was in honor of him. That was his trademark insult. No matter what you came at him with, he just repeated it. You're a tree. He actually got that one time. You're a tree.
Yeah. You're a tree. I got that one. Oh, he's good people.
That sounds like some of my former students.
Yeah, he was mentally about the same age as his students, yeah.
Which is why I adored him.
Which is probably why he was probably okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he ever became a teacher.
I don't know either. I talked to him for years.
I have no idea. Wow. But
should we go to ratings next?
Trivia. Yeah,
trivia,
so
trivia.
I gave a couple pieces, like it was done in 10 days. This is Oren's house. Oren redid his house for a full year in advance to get ready for it.
I think we should share what the actors got paid.
Oh, yeah, they were paid $500 for their 10 days.
Each. Not combined.
Not per day either. Total. But then once it made it big, they did renegotiate.
But I mean, if I made $500 in 10 days, that's more than I'm making now. So, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, right. That's
yeah,
true.
But like we said, that's not SAG that's limits, not though. They scale. Obviously weren't part of SAG at the time.
Yeah.
So, because there's no way. I mean, that's like extras, if they're in SAG, get like $100 a day. So there's no way that's the scale. I mean, they're not extras, and they, you know.
Yeah, they were the only main characters. Like, what?
Yeah. Let's see how.
I did really like that they were not the Hollywood standard of beauty, of normal beauty. They were like actual people.
They did look like actual people. They were unknowns.
I think that was probably the makeup, though, because if you took away the makeup of some of the prettier people in Hollywood, they're pretty average looking.
Well, yeah, but that's what
I mean.
That,
they were
that's
attractive.
Same thing.
Still.
I mean, that's not changing what we're saying. Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't Hollywood them up, you know?
Yeah,
oh,
and like
okay.
Katie, like she's wearing these shorts because a lot of stuff happens, shocker, at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's wearing these shorts to bed, and she's not got, you know, her legs aren't sticks.
Yeah, they're not stick
right.
thighs.
They're
yeah.
actually like
they're real.
Normal size.
Yeah.
I appreciated
right.
that.
Yeah, she was very like average, didn't look like.
And she called Mika cute, and I don't know where that
I
came
thought he was kind of cute.
Oh, I didn't.
I mean, he wasn't
course,
terrible.
What
but
is my opinion count? I don't.
Fair point.
This was on a list of 1,001 horror movies to see before you die, movies to see before you die. I just think it's because
right?
he's only seen 1,000 movies. I mean, this guy's probably only seen 1,000 movies, and that's why it's on his list.
That's the only reason why. So. He's like, I've seen 1,000 movies, I'll just rate them.
I'll make this 1,001.
And looking at the reviews online, a lot of the older reviews rate it really good, where a lot more of the recent ones rate it more poorly.
Yeah.
It's not standing the test of time.
No.
I don't think it will either. I don't think this is going to become a horror classic.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll move
we
my
We want to
rate?
Feet.
Yeah, time to rate.
What's your rating, guest host?
I'd give it about a 6. I think the idea is interesting. I think that the acting, the actors were good at what they did. It seems like a real relationship to me, not like one of those fake Hollywood, like, everything's perfect. or, like, staged bad. But, like, a lot of what I saw was pretty typical of my relationship. Shut up! Go away! Fuck off! Like, that's really real. So I give it a 6 for that, and also because going for, like, I know that this is very, very basic and plot, but I know that it gets better, so I feel like I'm a little biased. But I still think that, how dare you?
I know, I'm sorry.
How dare you? So I go with a 6 just because of its originality.
Okay.
Me?
I can go.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna go 4.28.
So let's round that down to a 4.
We don't round we in my did. World.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Chaos rounds in her head. I keep it real.
And wherever I post these ratings, it gets I round them down. For
but
you.
The, our listeners know the truth, though.
Yeah, they don't care.
Shut up. It wasn't, like I said, the worst movie I ever saw, but yeah, I'm just kind of bored. It has to be under a 5. I'm sorry.
Okay, so my turn. I'm giving this a 3.
Wow, even lower than me.
I really, like, I thought that the acting was actually pretty decent, but that's the only thing that I thought was pretty decent about it.
Yeah, like, if I was rating it based on the plot, based on the cinematic effects, which there were, like, none, it would get a much lower rating. It's for a lot of the little stuff that they did well that bumped it up to a 6 for me. And it's barely a 6.
I can see that.
All right, so some fan fiction. There's 5 in Archive of Our Own, so go check those out if you really, really want to. There's over 20 in fanfiction.net, and of course, my pride and joy is the crossovers. We've got some supernatural crossovers, Twilight. Makes sense.
Twilight.
Star Wars.
Interesting.
What? Teen Titans.
What?
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Huh? Hannah Montana, that's my favorite, I think, right there.
I feel like a lot of these are going to be taking Glee. Characters and putting them in a paranormal
situation. Well, let's find out what Hannah Montana says.
Yeah.
A series of paranormal events turn the life of Miley Stewart and Lily Truscott into a nightmare from which they might not come out of. Let's hope they don't. All right, that's my fan fiction.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it's more just a situation and not actually with the characters crossing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I don't know.
Anything you guys want to pimp before we pimp ourselves and get out of here?
I will be back, hopefully, for the following 3. We are going to be watching them in the order that they are released. So if you have time between now and the next one, you should take a look and watch the next one. I don't know where you can find it for free, if possible, but, you know, rent it from your local library, I guess.
That's
it's
free.
Not worth buying.
Yeah, no,
or renting.
Not.
Not even worth the 99 cents, honestly.
Yeah,
so.
But, yeah, library, good
unless
idea.
You want a good laugh, then the 99 cents is worth it.
Right.
It'll probably be about a month or so before we do the next one, so you got time, because we're going to spread these out a little bit, because we don't want to have all the fun in 1 month.
Of course not.
So,
fun.
We don't want to kill Chaos right away. I mean, I've been poisoning her for years, so.
But see,
with your movie picks?
Yeah.
The best things in life take time.
They do.
They do. They do. They do. All right.
All right.
Well, pimp if nobody get out. Has anything else to pimp, I will pimp us. Our website is theymostlypodcastatnight.com. That's where you can go to get show notes, listen to episodes, and find other goodies. We have an email address, podcastatnight@gmail.com.
Don't you have one for complaints? Isn't there an
oh,
email
we gave that
there?
Up. That was a while ago. Yeah, if there are any complaints, it's
podcastatnight@gmail.com.
Oh, I thought it was kissmyass@fuckyou.com.
It used to be, but, you know, I didn't want people to feel like they couldn't email us, that we were going to be mean to them.
Well, we won't be mean to you,
us.
Even if you have complaints. We'll be nice. We'll just read them.
We'll just fucking ignore you. I mean,
we'll read it, though. But yeah.
And we'll laugh.
We might find your fan fiction online, though, and read it out loud and make fun of you the whole time. Because
We
know if you're complaining about our podcast, you have fan fiction out there. And we'll find it.
I mean, constructive criticism is one thing, but just straight up complaining, like, then just don't listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste our time.
It's as simple as that.
It is.
So, we are on Facebook, Instagram, and
Twitter.
Podcast at Night. We also have a Facebook community, They Mostly Podcast at Night, where you can go to interact with other fans of the show. It's
Yay!
Really cool. You can interact with us there. You can interact with us on Instagram. We also have our own Instagrams. I am Chaos at Night. Carnage is Carnage at Night. and Catastrophe. Do you want to say yours, or are we saving that? Do you not want people to know your Instagram?
My Instagram is private, but you are welcome to follow my pet's Instagram, which is Kukowski_crew with a K.
Cute.
And they're adorable.
They are adorable. So if you want to see pictures of my pets and sometimes my ugly mug, you're welcome to check that out. That is public.
All right, cool. What else
Red Bubble.
I gonna say? Red oh, Bubble. Yeah, and don't forget, we have a Redbubble store where you can get merch. You can get
it is freaking awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I've got some ideas for new t-shirt designs, too, coming up, so we're going to have some new, fresh stuff in there, too, yay! But you can find...
But the old stuff looks hella cool, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
T-shirts, mugs, bags, pillows, everything you can imagine, stickers, etc.
Buy a pillow and phone pretend cases. You're sleeping next to us.
Should make a pop socket.
Oh my god, that would be cool.
I would totally buy those.
I know there's a website where you can design your own custom pop socket because my sister did it.
What is a pop socket?
She put her pug's face on it.
Oh!
A pop socket is for those of us with smaller hands like myself and big phones, like my S9.
I've got
so that I don't have, so I can reach the entire screen without potentially dropping my phone.
That's why I have this, so I can do that. Because I got big hands, so I have a big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I like mine because it also works as a stand, and it also works as a fidget.
Nice.
I fidget with it a lot.
Unfortunately, I have bought, like, 3 pop sockets in my life now, and every single one I have killed by fidgeting with it too much. They're not bad products. They're not made bad quality. That's
we just fidget a lot over here.
That's just how much I fidget.
We're fidgeters.
Because of my ADHD. Woo!
Speaking of, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's say goodbye. So, I'm saying goodbye from Chaos and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Oh, that was very intense. Goodbye from Catastrophe. And I don't have a tagline yet.
Woo! Goodbye from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of cats.
Thanks for listening to They Mostly Podcast at Night. Our theme song is by the Computer Music All-Stars under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Link in the show notes.